Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:06 on this Wednesday morning. Now, I'm 48 years old, so I'm expecting, gosh, I hate to think of it, another 20 years of working. I mean, I like, other than the hours of getting up so early, I like this job a lot. It's not backbreaking work. Occasionally, you have to deal with mean people, but whatever. It's, I mean, on the scale of jobs, this one's a pretty good one. So if I have to work for another 20 years, great. That will be okay as long as I can, you know, hold it together. And I have to say that I'm not counting on Social Security the way I think my parents and certainly my grandparents were. And I think that may be smart on my part to start thinking of how to supplement or take care of myself should Social Security not be available. Some recent headlines make that even more pressing. Michael Tanner is a domestic policy senior fellow at the Cato Institute, and he joins us now. So the story that broke Monday was that Social Security could run out of funds by 2035, and that's according to their own report. What do you make of that, Michael?
Well, that's right, but that's actually unduly optimistic.
You think so? Okay.
The actual fact is that Social Security is running a cash flow deficit now. It is actually spending more money on taxes than it's taking in its benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The report on 2034 is basically talking about the trust fund, but of course that's just another way, an accounting measure of how much the federal government owes the Social Security system. So Social Security, any way you look at it, is not financially solvent.
So what do we do about it? And how have we gotten to this point? Is everybody just ignoring it on Capitol Hill, hoping that they can juggle the books and it'll all work out okay in the end?
Well, they're hoping it doesn't break down until after the next election,
yeah,
which is about as far ahead as any of the folks on Capitol Hill look. This is a bipartisan failure. The Trump administration has totally ignored the problem with entitlements, not just Social Security, but Medicare as well. And Democrats have basically criticized any attempt to bring to solve the problem. This is something that both parties are responsible for.
Just to put it in perspective for the audience, what year was it that we were watching people, old people, violently demonstrating in the streets in Greece and in Italy with retirement benefits that they had been promised, that suddenly they were told, hey, it ain't, you're just not going to get a check. The money's not coming into your account. This is not just conservatives pushing an alarm button to try to gin up attention before an election. This has real consequences for real people, as demonstrated by Europe, correct?
Well, that's absolutely right. And by law, once Social Security trust fund is exhausted, Social Security benefits will have to be cut by about 72%. So, you know, for young people today, there is simply no way that they are going to get the promised level of benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, we have basically lied to people in their 40s and under. Today's seniors, they're probably fine. They're probably not going to see any reduction in their benefits. But, you know, basically we're simply sticking it to young people because they don't vote in the same numbers.
Mm-hmm. So what would you suggest? What are the three points that Cato and your crowd are suggesting to get a hold of this on the front end? It can't just be to raise taxes.
Well, no, it was simply to raise taxes. I mean, we've done that dozens of times already. The taxes are up about 800% since the program began. That's in inflation-adjusted terms. But basically, this isn't rocket science. If you have more money going out than you have coming in, you only have a couple of choices. You can try to bring in more money by raising taxes. That's not going to get you very far. You could cut benefits. That's going to be a problem. Or you can try to make better use of the money that you have in the system by investing it in real assets.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we know what happened when George Bush tried that. So, basically, what we've got is three politically difficult ideas, which we're going to have to pick one of them.
And your advice, if you're into giving it for the average person, I mean, I mentioned at the beginning of the segment that I'm 48 and I'm not freaking out about it because I figure that I can still work my way through this. But, you know, I'm talking to financial advisors saying, all right, look, here's my bi-monthly paycheck. What should I do to make sure that I'm not living under a bridge on the day they come in and fire me here or on the day I can't work anymore? What is the average person supposed to do to evaluate their situation?
Well, you really should be saving on your own. And even if Social Security was totally solvent and was going to pay every dime of promised benefits, you really should be saving because Social Security does not provide a huge amount of income in your retirement. And for those people who rely on it, they're basically poor in retirement. You need some savings of your own. And the fact that Social Security is not going to pay all those promised benefits, well, that just makes it more urgent.
Yeah. Well, at least there are some flares going up so that no one looks back in a few years and says, I didn't have a clue that this was coming. You know, everybody's on notice. Michael Tanner, Domestic Policy Senior Fellow at the Cato Institute. Appreciate the warning. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.